You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, we had a great conversation last week on lifestyle creep. If you missed it, go back to the archives, a full hour with Brian last week. Some of that content found on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, a free resource for anyone visiting the site. Brian, you've been busy preparing more content for the Insights tab and the blog at johnmoore.com.
Yeah, and that included every week we do a brief podcast where my associate Cole Leonida from our Arizona office and I get together, and we kind of have two topics we cover each week, Steve. And that first is we talk a little bit about markets, what's happening in the markets recently, and what are we talking about in our investment committee. And then second, we always try to address a financial planning theme or topic that's come up in conversations with the families we serve. And this week, that financial planning topic was all about inheritance and how emotion makes its way into our decisions when we receive wealth from other generations.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I talked about this a little bit off the air, and I kind of get it. I mean, you know, I haven't received an inheritance, but I could see when I did, trying to honor, if it's coming from, say, a parent, especially if it's coming from a parent and someone you esteem greatly, trying to respect the methods that they used for managing their wealth and, not really taking ownership of the resources that have been gifted to you. There's some real, I don't know if psychological issues play in or not, but Brian, I'm sure there's some good ways to really evaluate, what you've been given and what God intends us to do with really any resource that we receive.
Absolutely. And what tends to happen when I mention emotions making their way in is people often have strong biases or ties to what mom or dad owned. For example, maybe let's say you have a net worth of $100,000 and you inherit a property from another generation and that property is worth $500,000. There's an odd tendency to keep that property because there's some sentimental attachment to it. Maybe it's where your parents lived, maybe it's where you grew up, or maybe it's a vacation property that the family all enjoyed. But really, in your context of your finances, keeping that property that's such a disproportionate part of your overall assets doesn't make sense. Or maybe it's a stock that really performed well over decades for your parents or grandparents, whoever had it before you. So you want to keep it either because that's where dad worked, was at that company, or I think it performed really well for dad, so I want to keep it because I think it'll continue to perform well for me. And so you get these biases, rather than just seeing it as money and a tool or a resource, you see it as connected to something that matters in your heart, or there's a greed factor that you think you're going to make a lot of money by keeping that asset for now your management and your uses. So you can see where these biases start to creep in. And we have some prescriptions for how to fight that, but it's a big challenge and it's a common challenge.
Yeah. Well, Brian, how, I know, the blog is going to take more time and go into more detail, but mm-hmm. How do you disconnect from some of those? I think those are valid. Maybe not valid. Those are real feelings that are probably going to be had by many of the people who would receive wealth in that fashion. How do you detach from, a legacy way of investing?
Well, anytime, whether it's inheritance or any other aspect of finance where emotion comes in, this is where having an objective third party matters. Someone who doesn't have that emotional attachment, who doesn't have their decision-making clouded by all these biases that all of us carry. And I always tell the families we serve, the folks we serve, hey, if you have these biases, you know what that says about you? It says you have a functioning human brain. It's not something to beat yourself up about. You shouldn't be ashamed. These are innate biases that we all have. We're built in, but this is why having, the wisdom of a multitude of counselors matters. And that's very biblical to bring in other people to give you insight. And the question I tend to ask people is this, Steve. Let's say, use the example I had before, you know, you have a net worth of $100,000, you inherit a $500,000 property or stock or something that is now this outsized portion. What I always ask people is, what if you had just inherited cash? What if instead of that property or that stock, you inherited $500,000 in a bank account to make whatever you want with it? Would you have chosen to spend that $500,000 to buy that one stock that mom or dad had, or that one property? Is that the first thing you would go do? And almost always the answer is no, that wouldn't be prudent because I wouldn't be diversified, or that's not what's in my best interest, or, you know, that wouldn't be my priority. And what's interesting is for most inheritances, there's really not a tax ramification for selling the assets thanks to what's called stepped up basis, which is the idea that when you inherit something, in most situations, you inherit it as if you bought it the day the person died. So you don't have an embedded investment gain that you'd have to pay tax upon. So you have the freedom to really treat that asset like cash. You can sell that property, you can sell that stock, make it cash, and then align the proceeds with your best interest and what's best for your family, your household. So there's really not a lot of friction in most cases to get that asset turned into cash, but people are hesitant, again, for these emotional reasons. And it's just so rare, Steve, if you think about it, how unique a situation it would have to be that what was best for mom or dad would be best for you. I mean, you're in a whole different stage of life than they were when they passed. Maybe they had good tax reasons for not selling that asset because it was appreciating while they were alive. Maybe they had a different use for that asset, or they had their own emotional bias that clouded their vision on what to do with that. So the fact that we resist giving that up doesn't really make a lot of sense, but it often takes, again, an objective third party to come in and impart that wisdom and then help design a strategy that's a better use of those dollars.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway for me anyway, and what you just went through, is, you know, there's the emotion. Find someone who's not going to attach emotion to decision making and advice and insight on what to do with resources. And if not one, as you mentioned, maybe a multitude where you can, you know, somewhat detach from some of those feelings that may be keeping you from making a better decision in the long run. And Brian, as you mentioned, this was something that's found, you know, in the blog that you and the team at John Moore Associates did recently, johnmoore.com. Now, will they find the blog on the Insights tab as well, or is that elsewhere?
Yeah, actually it was a podcast this week, not a blog, but yeah, that gets posted every week to our website, to the Insights page, or you can go to YouTube and look for John Moore Associates and you'll find our weekly content. You can subscribe there. Where we share, again, the investment insights as well as these planning concepts. And again, these are real life concepts because we literally walk out of an investment committee meeting where all of our advisors are collaborating on markets and planning, and we go right into the podcast and talk about what we're seeing. So these are timely and very relevant and very real.
Right. And always through a biblical worldview lens, which is greatly appreciated. As is your time, Brian, we appreciate your time today. Look forward to having you back on for our Friday financial update again real soon.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.